we'd like to take a moment to focus in on the technical picture for the euro right now. If we use euro dollar as a proxy for direction in the FX market, we could be getting some good information from the longer term euro chart right now. Indeed, in recent weeks, the euro has come under intense pressure, with the single currency sinking to a fresh 2024 low and gravitating back towards the 2023 low around 104.50. And so naturally, sentiment towards the euro has been rather bearish, with many expecting the slide to continue. But interestingly enough, when looking at the monthly chart, we haven't really gone anywhere at all. In fact, the strong case could be made for the next big move to be to the top side. If we look at the monthly chart, we see a euro that put in a critical low below parity back in 2022. The market then put in an aggressive bounce in late 2022 and into 2023 before entering what has since been a multi-month period of consolidation. That consolidation has been roughly defined between 113 and 104. With that said, now that we're trading back down to the lower end of this consolidation range, perhaps the more compelling move would be to consider a balance of risk that points to the top side. We think it'll be important to see how the market responds to that 2023 low, but so long as the euro is holding up on a monthly close basis above 104.50, we are in nothing more than a consolidation, which suggests a bounce should be forthcoming until proven otherwise. That's all for now.